don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Sometimes you're in a predicament in life where you're not very enthused to do it. So you go on to someone else known as Tracy and I to break some bad news.
That's right. You just give us a call. You tell us what's going on and we're going to help you through it.
That's right.
Yeah.
This morning we have Jill on the phone. Good morning, Jill. How are you today?
Morning. Hi, I'm okay. How are you?
Oh, you're so sweet.
I know.
We're good.
Yeah. How are you, girl? What's going on?
Oh, I'm okay. I just have, just a little predicament.
Okay.
So I've been dating Carter for 6 months, but I don't know. For some reason, we've never had, like, the talk, I guess you call it, to make our relationship official.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. We aren't officially boyfriend and girlfriend yet, and I just think we're so past that point. I think it's time to make it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just curious, like, when is it socially acceptable to have that talk, and how do you have that? I mean, we see each other 2 to 3 times a week. I don't know. We're dating. We're together.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm just feeling like I need to tell him that, you know, if we don't make the relationship official, I think I'm ready to move on if that's not something that he wants. It just seems like we're dragging it out now.
Oh, okay.
Well, have you known if there was any, like, issues in relationships prior that have made him kind of standoffish to them?
Oh, to his ex? No, I'm not very familiar with.
Oh, I'm just curious.
The exes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Usually that has something to do with them.
Haven't done my research, I guess.
Oh, no worries.
But, yeah.
Well, six months is a long time.
It is.
I know, you know, for my husband and I, we dated for 6 months without a label, you know, it's an individual thing until you are ready. It was long distance too. So, but eventually made that decision. All right. So you're going to break the news to him. What if he does not put a label on it? You're done.
I think so. I think it's come to that point.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Wow.
Okay.
Girl needs to
I'm
do
just
it.
Ready
Some
for
people need a
label. And like on all fronts, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. So. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, what we'll do, we'll play a song, and then when we get back, we will help you to break the bad news to Carter, who you've seen for 6 months, that, you know what, this is not working with you in the type of life that you want with a relationship. So hopefully we can figure this out next. So Chris and Morning Rush, 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go bat cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush, 93.1 Jams. We have Jill on the phone for breaking some bad news to her boy, Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Dating for a while with no type of, I don't know, relationship status.
No label. So they've been dating for about 6 months, but they haven't had the quote unquote talk yet. So the relationship isn't official. Like, they're not officially boyfriend and girlfriend. She said they see each other 2-3 times a week. I mean, they are together. So she doesn't understand why this talk hasn't happened. Things haven't been made official. So
that's right.
She's going to call and break the bad news. Like, we need to make this official. If not, I'm going to move on.
So, Jill, what we're going to do, we're going to mute our phone, love. You'll be able to hear us in that. But, of course, Carter will not. And we'll just eventually chime in. Sound good?
Yes, sounds great.
All right,
thank
honey.
You.
Good luck. I hope it works out
good
for
luck.
You.
Hello.
Hey, babe.
What's up?
Not much. I just need to talk to you about something really quick. I'm sorry to do it over the phone, but it's just kind of been weighing on me.
Oh, what is it?
Well, I've just been thinking about this a lot, and I feel like, you know, we've been seeing each other for 6 months, and we've never really had that talk about, like, okay, we're boyfriend and girlfriend, or however you want to label it. We're together. We're a couple. And I kind of feel like I'm just blowing in the wind over here. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just calling to see how you feel about that.
Yeah. I mean, I feel good about it. I thought we were just kind of not labeling it on purpose. They were both very independent and just do our own thing. I but I mean, I didn't know that was a talk that we needed to have.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how you, like, officially talk about it. I don't know. I'm just saying that I think we're at a point where I'm ready to commit. I'm ready to commit fully. And I think, I don't think labels are everything, but I think professing ourselves as a couple is part of that commitment.
Well, let's go to break it. Yeah. Good morning. Is this Carter?
Yeah.
Hi, Carter.
Hey.
This is Krista and Tracy. We're calling from William Thomas Custom Jewelers to let you know that we have a fabulous engagement ring ready for you to propose to Jill.
Yes. So we made the decision for
you. It's all good. Yeah. No, we're kidding. This is Krista and Tracy from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We're helping out your girl, Jill. Of course, she just broke some bad news to you. Yeah. Hopefully you're okay being on the radio, by the way, because that's what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, that feels like the bad news. We're on the radio. Like, I don't know.
That could be for some. Mm-hmm. It's not the best place to be sometimes.
Not always.
But she needed some help.
Yeah.
Listen, you guys are not the only ones in these predicaments where you don't have an official, like, this is my girlfriend, this is my boyfriend.
Right.
But obviously, she is kind of like a little heart stricken by this because she wants to be with you official. I mean, it makes women really happy to put it out there and be like, we're Facebook official. Like, make it's Facebook true. Official.
Yeah.
Is there a reason why you don't like to put labels on them?
Wow. Okay. Generally speaking, I just feel like it kind of makes it's like a lot of pressure that's attached with, well, now we're a couple, but really.
Wait till you put a ring on it.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
Right. Yeah. No, I don't understand why I'm on the radio. Like,
I'm sorry.
Joe, you just told me. Like, that was it. You broke the news to me. Like, we were in the middle of discussing it, and now I'm on the radio. Like, what?
Well, I'm sorry. I just didn't actually really know how to go about having the conversation.
Well, but you just did. Like, you said everything.
I know, but they helped me.
Well, you're on the radio. Why am I on the radio?
It's easier when you have somebody help you with it, though.
We're her wing women.
Yeah, we're the wing women.
Right. Well, that doesn't make any sense to me because she just said everything before you guys were even on the phone.
All right, Carter.
Like, now you're on the radio.
It's okay.
But. Yeah.
It's listen, the earth will still go on even though we're on the air with you.
Yes.
What we're trying to say is that, you know, she wants to put it out there and make you understand that that's really what she would like to have with you.
Yes.
Now, if you don't take her up on this, we are letting you know to break the bad news that she is looking then to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, I feel very put on the spot here and ganged up on, kind of.
Way to go,
nobody's trying to gang up on you. I just needed help doing this. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
What? Like, you didn't need help. Like, you said it, and then they're like, hey, and we're here too. Oh. What?
Yeah, I talked to them before. That's the point. We talked before I called you. Yeah. They didn't just come on. It's fine.
Jill, I think this is what we'll do. We'll take this call off our airwaves, and then hopefully you two can continue. I'm just going to take a big guess that Carter is not going to be a fan of ours anymore. But we were just here to help out your girl, Jill. So
yeah, that's all.
Hopefully you guys can figure this out because it's, you know, this is just a name. And hopefully this name won't ruin your relationship. So good luck to you both.
Thank you, ladies.
Sure.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Way to go, Tracy.
I know.
Krista in the morning rush on 93.1 Jams.